10 minutes of core training to reboot your metabolism. After a few days of easing up on your routine, have you noticed your body shape softening? Just a few days of indulgence, and suddenly your belly pouch shows up uninvited. The thought of exercising it off feels discouraging. Why bother when you won't see instant results? However, it's not as bad a situation as you think. Scientific research shows that even if exercise doesn't bring instant visible changes, it still has a powerful impact on boosting your metabolism. Getting moving is far better than doing nothing at all, as it keeps your body burning calories. Instead of giving up, why not get started? Join me for a 10-minute full-core session, a targeted routine that hits your core from every angle to help gradually torch extra fat. Exercise protects your metabolism from the effects of overeating. A study from the University of Bath recruited healthy young men for a controlled experiment. Participants were split into two groups. For 7 straight days, both groups ate 50% more calories than usual while limiting daily steps to under 4,000. One group hardly exercised at all. You could call them the slacker group, while the other group did an extra 45 minutes of treadmill running every day and had to eat back the calories they burned through exercise. In other words, the two groups had roughly the same caloric surplus. The only difference was whether they exercised. The results found that in the slacker group, the insulin response during the oral glucose tolerance test almost doubled, indicating reduced insulin sensitivity and the onset of unfavorable metabolic changes. At the same time, gene expression in adipose tissue related to glucose transport and metabolic regulation also changed. In contrast, the exercise group showed almost no worsening of insulin responses, and their fat tissue's metabolic regulatory mechanisms remained relatively stable. This study reminds us that while our body shape may not change immediately, exercise helps keep our metabolism stable. Rather than focusing only on the number on the scale, it's better to ensure our body remains in a state of effective functioning. 10-minute core workout. Cardio helps burn fat, while core sculpting helps shape your abs and defines the waistline. Follow along with me for a core workout. Just 10 minutes a day is enough. 1. Superman hold. Step 1. Lie face down, with your legs straight and your arms extended out to the sides, forming a W shape. Step 2. Slowly lift your arms and legs off the ground, feeling the contraction in your lower back. At the same time, engage your glutes, core, and upper back. Hold for 40 seconds. 2. Superman W up and down. Step 1. Lie face down, with your legs straight and your arms extended out to the sides, forming a W shape. Step 2. Inhale as you lift your arms and legs off the ground, then exhale as you lower them back down. 3. Superman stretching. Step 1. Lie face down, with your legs straight and your arms extended out to the sides, forming a W shape. Step 2. Lift your arms and legs off the ground. Inhale as you extend your arms forward, then exhale as you bring your arms back to the W shape. 4. Superman leg hold. Step 1. Lie face down, with your legs straight and your hands stacked under your forehead. Step 2. Slowly lift both legs off the ground, feeling the contraction in your lower back. At the same time, engage your glutes, core, and upper back. Hold for 40 seconds. 5. Leg raises hold. Step 1. Lie flat on your back, with your legs straight and raised to a 90-degree angle, and arms placed under your hips. Step 2. Slowly lower your legs from 90 degrees to 45 degrees and hold that position for 40 seconds. 6. Leg raises. Step 1. Lie flat on your back with your legs straight and arms placed under your hips. Step 2. Inhale as you raise your legs to a 90-degree angle, then exhale as you slowly lower them back down to the ground. 7. Bicycle crunch. Step 1. Lie flat on your back, pressing your back firmly against the floor, hands gently supporting your head, and knees bent with legs raised. Step 2. Lift your upper body and twist to the left, bringing your right elbow towards your left knee, while extending your right leg without letting it touch the ground. Once you reach the maximum twist, return to the center. Then twist to the right side, alternating sides. Perform the movement smoothly, like pedaling a bicycle. 8. Russian twist. Step 1. Sit with your upper body upright and leaning back at about a 45-degree angle. Bend your knees with feet either on the ground or raised to increase difficulty. Tighten your core and either hold your hands and fists or hold an object in front of your chest. Step 2. Exhale as you engage your core and rotate your upper body to the left, then inhale as you return to the center. Repeat the twist to the right, alternating sides. Focus on using your core muscles to drive the twist, aiming for a wide range of motion and keeping an even speed. 9. Right and left crunch. Step 1. Lie flat on your back, knees bent and feet flat on the floor, about shoulder width apart, with your hands placed on your chest. Step 2. Exhale, tighten your core, and use your abs to lift your upper body and twist to the left, bringing your right shoulder towards your left knee. Inhale as you slowly return to the starting position. Then twist to the right side, alternating sides. Keep your lower back pressed to the floor throughout, avoiding excessive arching. 10. Knee tucks. Step 1. Sit with your hands behind you for support, legs together, knees bent. Lift your feet off the ground. Step 2. Exhale, tighten your core, and bring your knees towards your chest, while slightly curling your upper body forward. Inhale as you extend your legs forward and lean your upper body back to return to the starting position. Keep your feet off the ground throughout the movement. 11. Leg raises and crunch. Step 1. Lie flat on your back, legs straight, and arms extended overhead. Step 2. Exhale, engage your core, and lift your upper body as you raise your left leg and right hand to meet. Inhale as you return to the starting position. Alternate sides, raising your right leg and left hand to meet. 12. Reverse crunch. Step 1. Lie flat on your back, pressing your back firmly to the floor, with your hands at your sides and palms facing down. Lift your legs, bending your knees to 90 degrees so your thighs are perpendicular to the floor. Step 2. Exhale, tighten your core, and use your lower abs to lift your hips off the ground, bringing your knees as close to your chest as possible. Pause at the top for 1 to 2 seconds. Inhale as you slowly lower your hips and legs back down, returning to the starting position, but avoid letting your feet touch the ground to maintain tension in your abs.